Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when you're living in your grandparents' basement, the last thing you'd expect is a roommate named George, who's, well, dead.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yep, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. And a roommate who's dead, living in the basement with grandma and grandpa. What could possibly go wrong with something like that?
And grandma and grandpa are like, whatever.
George, just leave
it
alone.
George.
He's George.
And I think sometimes my sister and I have talked about this because my mom named the one we lived with Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might be just to make it seem a little friendlier.
Just
George. Don't worry about him. I don't know how you cannot not worry about it because it shouldn't be there.
Well, yeah, when you put a name on something, it makes it a little more palatable for ourselves. I mean, look, we name animals, we name our pets. I mean, we name fearsome, scary animals like, you know, fun things like George as well because it makes it less scary.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I got, or like Buddy, my dog that's like just sitting over there and he's just a total terror and he's just going to scare pretty much nothing. The cats look at him and like, they're like, yeah, whatever. He's like, what? Does no one respect me?
It's like, I'd like to scare somebody every now and again.
Yeah, Mr. Little Border Collie over there. Anyway, yeah, that's I think why we do that sort of thing. But I'm curious about this story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to the caller. Hi. You're on the show.
Hey, my name is Kira. I'm from Toronto. And I wanted to tell you guys about George. Obviously, not this guy's real name. Honestly, I'm unsure. How I met George was while I was living in my grandparents' house while I was just fresh out of college. Got my first job. This house that they live in, it's up north in Canada. And they're the second people to live in it, but they've lived in there since my mom was like 9 years old. While I was living there, I lived in the basement. My grandmother has those old 80s beaded kind of doorway things where you just walk through the beads into another room. And the beads led into the laundry room. Directly across from that room was my bedroom. So I open my door and I stare at these beads, and to the left of it is just the bathroom and the storage cellar. One night, while I was just hanging out in my room, I had the door open, held open with the door stopper, and through the corner of my eye, I kind of saw the beads move. Now, nobody's downstairs with me. My grandparents are upstairs in their room. I saw the beads kind of move, and then I heard them because they're very noisy. Anytime anybody goes through that door, you can hear anything. So, heard them move, and corner of my eye, I kind of see maybe a shadow. I thought, maybe my grandfather just kind of slipped past me there and was able to, you know, maybe he went into the laundry room or whatever. But I couldn't see him or anything like that. So, now I kind of ignore it, you know, per usual. And then suddenly I can see that this shadow is kind of like not leaving. So now I hear the beats go again. And this time I hear them and they're very, very loud. So I turn my head and I see that, okay, well, now I'm looking at this guy. Seems to be older guy. He's in a flannel shirt, and because the light on is in my room and the hallway is dark, I can't really see his face. My grandparents do not have friends that come over, so I'm not sure what I was looking at. And now all I do is, you know, I look directly at him. It looks like he's looking at me, but he's just walking towards me. So in my mind, immediately, I'm like, well, this guy is not actually alive. I don't know what I'm seeing here. but he's not real in the sense that this is someone I can get up and shake their hand. So I close my eyes, like a normal person would do, and I said a quick prayer in my head, and I didn't feel anything bad coming from the guy. He didn't seem like a bad person. He kind of just looked like he was just doing his own thing, so I kind of left him to it. Honest to God, I got up, you know, went about my night routine, closed the door, and went to sleep. Next morning, I told my grandmother about it. My family is Jamaican, so these things are very real to us culturally. This is just, you know, a thing that we deal with, is ghosts and spirits and whatnot. I told her about it, and she said, oh my goodness, I guess you met George. And I said, okay, I guess his name is George. And we kind of just, you know, she said people have seen him, and this is kind of just what it is. So fast forward to just this past September, I take my mom and my cousin up there just to see my grandparents and hang out, because I haven't been there in a while. It's about a 5-hour drive, so we head up and do our thing. My cousin's a little bit afraid of ghosts, that kind of thing, doesn't really like to hear about it. But I'm on a time change because I live in the States for most of the time, so it's hard for me to fall asleep when I'm over there. I usually don't get to sleep until, you know, around 4 a.m. So now it's probably 3 in the morning. I'm still sleeping in my room in the basement. My mom is in another room upstairs, and my cousin is in a separate room upstairs. My grandparents, of course, have their own room upstairs. So now we are all, what I assume everybody else in the house is asleep, but it seems like it wasn't the case. But around 3:30 in the morning, I'm just kind of on my phone scrolling because I can't sleep. My husband's abroad, and I'm waiting for him to call me to say that he landed, because their time change there is like 9 hours. Anyways, I hear the beads go, and in my head, I said, well, there's George, because I know everyone's asleep. This time, though, George doesn't really stop in the hallway. I see the shadow of him. It's the same flannel. It's like this red, gray, and a little bit of brown flannel. But he doesn't stop coming this time. So now I turn on my side, so I'm not facing directly the door. I'm facing the wall. I don't really want to see him anymore. You know, it's still weird. It doesn't scare me. It's just kind of like a, oh man, this is awkward. All I said out loud was, hey, George. And it was just something that came out of my mouth. Didn't even think twice about, you know, talking to him. But now George is in my room. So I think, okay, well, he's just curious, or maybe he hasn't seen me in a long time, because it's been years since I've been there. And he just, you know, is curious and just wants to look. No big deal. That's fine. However, now I feel the bottom left corner of the bed sink down. There's nobody else in the room, just me and George. And I'm pretty sure he's sitting on the bed. You know when you can feel a body behind you. I felt him, and then the bed sank down, and it kind of just held there. So now I'm panicking, right? I'm like, Jesus Christ, you know, what is this guy going to do? I'm just trying to, you know, relax and wait for a phone call. So I said, forget it. I'm just going to call my husband. I called, and thank God he answered. He's like, hey, I just landed. I'm like, hey, there's a ghost in the room with me, so we're just going to talk until he goes. And probably like 3 minutes into our conversation on the phone, I feel the bed kind of lift again. And I tell my husband, okay, he's on his way out. Like, I know he's, you know, he's leaving. I don't see him leave, actually, through the corner of my eye, but I know he's gone. I don't feel anybody in the room anymore. I know he's gone. And that's probably around 3:30 in the morning. At this point, you know, I'm no longer afraid. I'm just like, whatever. He's done his thing for the night. I talk to my husband, make sure he's safe. We hang up the phone. I try to go to sleep. Probably takes me another 20 minutes, but I'm asleep. Morning rolls around. I go upstairs. Hey, how did everyone sleep? My mom's like, I couldn't get to sleep. So probably, you know, almost 3:45 in the morning, there's just, you know, something was keeping me awake. My cousin said the same thing. She said, well, there's a draft in that room. I don't know if we need to replace the windows or what. My mom said she heard somebody walking around and assumed it was me walking around all night. And I said, I hate to break it to you guys, but I bet you it was George, because we were all awake at around 3:23 to around 3:45 that same morning. My grandmother says, you know, well, that seems to be his time, because that's kind of when he's about and active, and I guess the witching hour for him. But that's kind of what happened there. Seems like he was maybe roaming around the house for a while. My cousin, who was laying down, in one of the rooms said that she kept feeling a cold draft. It would just come and go. She said she didn't see anything, didn't hear anything, but she felt like it was a cold draft. My mom said the same thing about the cold. However, she said she heard somebody's footsteps walking around. My grandmother said, well, it's not just George in the house. I'll save that story for another time, but that's just kind of what happened. So I'm pretty sure he's not a bad guy. However, nobody knows who he is. My grandmother said she doesn't know the family that used to live in the house, but she said nobody died in the house before they purchased it. And they purchased it way back, like in the 70s, and have lived there ever since. All they've done is just some, you know, renovations to the basement and kitchen, nothing major. But as far as they know, there's nobody who died in the house. However, the land and most of that area around there was owned by the native population for many, 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 many years. And when I see George, I don't see a native person. But they do say that they had a lot of manual labor workers here by my grandparents' house for a long time during that era. And she says it's not impossible that somebody like that, that, you know, may have passed away. But a lot of strange things have happened in my grandparents' house. My mom has seen things that most of the family members have seen things. A couple of my uncles have seen not so great things as well. But I don't think George is one of the bad things. But I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Just George. But yeah, thanks for letting me tell my story. And I'm a big fan. Thank you.
What's your thoughts on that?
She's so chill about it.
Yeah.
You know, I heard the beads rattling in the doorway, and then I saw the guy, and I'm like, hey, George. And then when the guy sits on her bed, she calls her husband and's like, yeah, there's a ghost sitting on my bed. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have blown out of that bed so fast.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. But instead, she's like, I'm just going to lay here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick up the phone, call my husband. Like, she's so chill. I wish I was more like that.
I think that's cool. Yeah.
But yeah, and it's like grandma and grandpa are like, yeah, it's George. Mm-hmm. You know, so obviously he doesn't seem to be hurting anyone.
Sure.
But the fact that she saw him, like she could describe what he was wearing. That's the part that would terrify me, because I would assume that's an intruder.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is here. He's a serial killer and he's getting ready to murder me. That would be my first thought. But I don't know. It's just so interesting how she reacted to all that.
It is. But she certainly had a way of getting through it. So thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. You want access to our bonus material, all the extras, all of that. Check it out on Apple Podcasts, on our premium channel there, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.